Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome back to this masterclass on the system for winning every meeting. And welcome to track two, where we're doing an overview of the system for winning every meeting. This is just a short track where we're building on the topics we covered in track one. Why you want systems. How you put systems to work. To drive better process and better results today. And then over time, through continuous improvement, to keep getting better and better and better, driving better and better and better results over time. And this track is really a setup for what we're going to be covering in the rest of the masterclass, as we dive deeper into some of the protocols that build up the system for winning every meeting. So, if you look in the workbook, you can see the summary of the system. And you see three boxes with some boxes hanging off it. And I'll call these columns the three pillars of it. Preparation, execution, and skills. And what these pillars really represent is, in building your systematic approach for winning every meeting, you must be good at all three of these things. How do you best prepare yourself, long-term and short-term, to drive your best performance? What is execution? When you're in your meetings, how good are you at actually doing it? See, all the greatest preparation in the world is useless to you if you can't actually do it. You might think about this as like a pro athlete, a top golfer perhaps, who is really incredible on the driving range. Yet, when they get onto the golf course, and now they've got all the pressure of the game and maybe they've got a crowd around them, they can't actually execute on their game. A similar metaphor is public speaking. Someone who's got the greatest script. They think they're really prepared. They've done their nice little script in front of the mirror 1,000 times. They feel really confident in front of the mirror. Maybe they've done it in front of 5 of their friends who've cheered them on. Yet, they get up in front of the audience and they can't actually deliver. They can't execute on it. And so preparation and execution come together as these two pillars. And the third pillar is skills. And see, this is a deeper idea that we'll talk about in the track on skills. That if you go into all of my work, you see that over years and years of researching, how do you get what you want? And in building my 5-step system for doing what you want, you see that those 5 steps can be broken down into 2 big ideas. What does it take to drive the results you want? Process and skills. See, the greatest process in the world, the greatest preparation, the greatest plans that you have for executing flawlessly are completely useless if you lack the skills. Right, seems obvious, doesn't it? A football team spends all this time developing amazing plays. They know them backwards and forwards. They've got them all over the whiteboards. And they run out on the field. Oh, it turns out they can't actually catch a ball. They can't throw a ball. All that process is completely useless. And so too, is they might be so skilled at throwing and catching a ball. And running, they might be the fastest runners in the world. But they've got no process to win. They've got no plays. Bring it back to the meeting metaphor. And this is what you see all the time for people on the journey of personal development. They might have the best process. This is how I'm going to walk in and execute my meeting. But they've never actually studied selling. Or communications and influence. Or mindset. So they lack the skills to actually do it. Or vice versa. You get a lot of junkies in the world of personal development who read book after book after book on communications and influence and winning. They got all these ideas, millions of random hacks. Because there are hacks everywhere, aren't there? All these tips and techniques, yet they've got no process to actually put it to work. And so in all of my work, in my 5-step system for doing what you want, and certainly in this system for winning every meeting. It's these two components, processes and skills, that come together in a systematic approach for driving your best results now and your best results over time. This too is why this is a systematic approach that you work through continuous improvement, because you're starting right now with whatever skills you have, whatever processes you have, and over time you're building on them, continuously improving, building mastery in the processes and skills, in these three pillars, preparation, execution, and skills, for driving more winning every meeting. So that's how the pillars hold together and the role they play in holding up your system for winning every meeting. And then you see the boxes coming off it. For preparation, you've got Black Book and the protocol that we are covering, the four-step protocol. For execution, you see three boxes. How do you best prepare yourself for executing pre-meeting? Post-meeting, what do you do in having a highly systematic process for continuous improving? And then, the middle box is the protocol that we're covering, the meeting protocol. The third pillar in skills, of course, there's tons of skills that can be incredibly valuable for driving more winning, and certainly for driving more winning in every meeting. There are three skills that are disproportionately powerful. These are three of the four skills that I call the power tools: mindset, communications, selling. When you bake these three skills into your system, when you become highly skilled at these three skills, how do you not drive more winning every meeting? So that's an overview of the system and how it all comes together. Now let's just dive in and spend some more time on each of the pillars. The first pillar, preparation. First, why does preparation matter so much? It seems like a silly question, doesn't it? Because it is. Of course, the better prepared you are, the better results you drive, the better process you run, the more success you have. But really what we're saying here as well is, well, what is preparation? What preparation really drives your best results? A selling example that I find particularly instructive is a client sold knives door-to-door in college, and his employer left nothing to chance. They had an entire routine for what to say and what to do as soon as you show up at the door. You knock on the door. The entire goal is to get your foot in the door, literally. And then as soon as you're inside, to go straight to the kitchen, open up the knife drawer, and start to tell them about their knives. Look at how grimy they are, how blunt they are, how much bacteria might be on them. They had ways of doing it that were so methodical that they maximized every opportunity once they had their foot in the door, because they were prepared. In every way, they had set themselves up to win for every meeting. And this is what we're doing in the pillar for preparation. We're saying, look, no matter what meeting you're walking into, job interview, board meeting, executive meeting, just some random day-to-day meeting, a sales meeting, the better prepared you are, the better process you run, the better results you drive. And again, we're being systematic, aren't we? So it's not just about once, but consistent, repeatable, successful process that you continuously improve, driving it over and over and over again. And so you see in the column for preparation, there's two boxes, and we're only covering one, the four-step protocol, which is really the short-term preparation. It's what you can do right now. The Black Book is much more like long-term preparation. And this notion comes from the world of selling, where top salespeople have a Black Book of their favorite stories. Just like we talked about the knives, their routine that they run when they get their foot in the door. How specifically do they bring people into their world? What are their benefits? What are the key objections they hear over and over again and their best responses? They write all this down in their black book so they are best prepared. And so the black book is about long-term preparation. No matter what types of meetings you're walking into, if you're a salesperson, you want something like this. But even if, say, you chair a board, which one of my clients does, he has a whole detailed rundown profiling the people on the board. What do they respond to? How does he need to talk to them? Part of his black book is a series of tools that he rolls out over and over again for driving agenda topics, getting people aligned, continuing to move successfully through a meeting. And he's far more successful in these meetings because he's prepared. He's written down specifically, how does he run a meeting? And this is the notion of the black book, and we're not covering it in this system for winning every meeting. Right? For obvious reasons, it's highly tailored to your context, to what you do, to who you are, to what preparation is right for you. And you might spend the rest of your career, the rest of your life perfecting your black book. The protocol that we are covering is the 4-step protocol. This is universal. No matter who you are, no matter what context we're talking about, what types of meetings you're walking into, who's in those meetings? Job interview, board meeting, big CEO meeting. Whatever it is, what is a protocol that you can use to get yourself best prepared? And the best analogy I have for the 4-step protocol is it's like a pro athlete on game day. We all know a pro athlete has rigorous routines that they consistently, repeatedly use, right? Some of them are incredibly mystical about the way they wake up. They wake up at a certain time. Maybe they put one foot on the floor before the other. They listen to certain types of music. They eat the same meal every time. They have a setup that they use consistently because it drives top results. And the 4-step protocol is your setup. What are the 4 steps? Intent. Character, state, tools, on. So imagine this. You're looking ahead to every meeting this week, or one meeting that's right in front of you, and in detail, you're doing your preparation. You're thinking, what is your intent? Getting really clear. Like that athlete running out to compete, they have clear intent. Who's your character? Who do you need to be to drive the results that you want? Is it regular old you? Is it who you're being when you're sitting around the fireplace just hanging out, shooting the breeze with your college friends? Think about that pro athlete. Which version of them needs to show up to drive their best game? What state do you need to be in? We all know that top athletes are maniacal about getting in the right energy. Think about a football coach screaming at his team, spraying saliva everywhere, getting them fired up, getting them into the energy they need to run out there and crush the other team. And tools, we'll talk more about. What tools have you prepared that lead to more winning? And so what you see in this pillar for preparation is a long-term process, the black book. And in the short-term process, the 4-step protocol, you're running for every meeting. You might be doing it now, thinking ahead to a meeting next week. Or you might be doing it 5 minutes before walking into a meeting. Quick, what's your intent? What character are you in? What's your state? What tools are you taking into this meeting? So that's the first pillar, And of course, I'm just sharing with you two ideas here. You might have forms of preparation that work even better for you. And maybe you'll integrate some of these ideas together and come up with your own systematic approach to best preparing for winning every meeting. Pillar two is execution. And even though we're labeling it execution, really it's preparation as well. Just like the example I gave of the client selling knives, the best preparation leads to the best execution. And the protocol we're going to be covering here is the meeting protocol, which is all about when you step into the room, how specifically do you drive your intent from front to back? What is your process for driving the results that you want in the meeting? And there are six steps. Pre-frame. How specifically do you set intent in the meeting? Rapport. Again, we all know that every meeting and every relationship happens in the context of rapport. But what is rapport? And how do you rapidly build it? Step three, profiling. Who are you in that meeting with? What do they need to hear to keep moving towards your next step? How do they need to hear it? What do you know about them that enables you to drive the results you want? Steps four and five, they're steps from a selling protocol as well, which is benefits and objections. And see, what I'm saying here is that this isn't a system for selling. So it's not that you have to sell benefits and clear objections as you would in a systematic approach to selling. But that no matter the context of the meeting, there are things that move you forward, what we're calling benefits, and things that hold you back, objections. And so in this meeting protocol, you've stepped in, you've pre-framed. This is where we're headed. You've built rapport. You're profiling the other person, the other people in the room for how you need to deliver your message. You're driving home the benefits that keep you moving forward towards your intent. You know there's these things that you need to clear out of the way. If it's selling, you would label them objections. But in any context, it's, okay, what holds those people back? And then the final step is next steps. What steps are you moving towards? How specifically do you keep moving towards them throughout the entire meeting? And so you see, in this pillar of execution, the meeting protocol is about how you best prepare. Because best preparation leads you to best execution when you're sitting in this meeting. And then the other two boxes around it are once again part of a systematic process. We're not going through them in this program, yet what I strongly suggest is that if you're looking to optimize your performance, particularly if you're looking to get better and better and better and better and better over time, then what's your pre-meeting process? See, the four-step protocol is a protocol that you run to get game ready or meeting ready. Yet what are those things you do before the meeting? Right, maybe you review who you're going in to see. What do you know about them? You've done your research. You're thinking back to previous meetings. Maybe other meetings where you performed and thinking, well, how can you take the similar ways of being into this meeting? Whatever it takes for you to keep iterating towards flawless execution. And the post-meeting process works exactly the same way. Think of a boxer coming out of the ring, whether he won or got his face handed to him. He's stepping back and watching the tapes, paying careful attention to how did the fight go down. What can he learn so that when he goes into his next fight, he's better prepared? Your meetings can be thought about the same way. And now this is a highly rigorous and disciplined approach. How many people do you know come out of a meeting, review how it went, write detailed notes, capture those in, say, their black book, so they can optimize performance for the next meeting that you go into? And that's why this pillar for execution is about preparation. And these two boxes, pre and post meeting, you want to design a process that works for you. Because once again, like the Black Book, there's no generalizable process here. It's all about what's your context. For a job interview, what's that process? For a board meeting? For a public speaking event? The negotiation? Whatever it is for you, how do you build a process into your systematic approach so you can keep working towards better and better and better and better and better over time? The final pillar here in the system for winning every meeting is skills. And skills might be the ultimate form of long-term preparation. And you'll hear in track 5 when we go through skills, we're doing it super fast. And I'm embedding with you real powerful ideas so that you can put these to work right away. So that even just listening to this one track, you will have built real skills. Because we're only honing in on principles and practices. Yet, skills development is the ultimate form of mastery. Because it's constant improvement. Anyone who says they've mastered something by definition has failed at being a master. Because masters are constantly improving. And if you think about this system for winning every meeting, ultimately, doesn't it come down to how skillful you are at doing it? All your preparation, all your execution, how skilled are you at doing it? And so you see, many of these skills are baked into the 4-step protocol and the meeting protocol. Right, think about the 3 skills we're hitting here, 3 of the power tools. Mindset is the 4-step protocol. How do you get your mind game ready? Communications and selling is the meeting protocol. How specifically do you move through a meeting to drive the result you want? And skills are lifelong learning. So the better and better and better you get at developing your skills, the better you'll get at every aspect of the system for winning every meeting. And I'm betting if you're listening to this, you've already got a lot of ideas on these skills. And you're likely already highly skilled at some of this stuff. So how can you take what you already do well and what we're covering in this program to build a systematic approach for you to keep developing your skills better and better and better and better? And so this is the summary overview of the system. And I hope you can see how we're moving forward in this masterclass to really drive what matters to each of these pillars. In preparation, the 4-step protocol we're hitting next. In execution, then we're going to go deep into the meeting protocol. And the skills pillar, we're hitting as well. So now as we wrap up this track, I want to leave you with 2 practices. As I mentioned in track 1, the key to getting good at anything is what? Practice. And even there, we started with some basic practices before we'd even begun this program. And so here, having just gone through the system, here's 2 practices to get your juices flowing and get you moving in the right direction. You'll see in the workbook just a little bit of space for this. Practice 1 is to ask yourself, when have you use systematic approaches in the past? How have you learned this way? If you think about school, school is very much systematic, isn't it? You just keep building on your learning over time. Maybe learning a sport, like my friend, she learned to play tennis to a professional level this way. Or golf. When you've stepped back and gotten really clear on how specifically you learn, and then build a systematic method that you put to work, what have you noticed? And just write some ideas down on this, because you really want to get your mind into this way of thinking. Because when you can step back and think about winning every meeting this way, and you can get yourself putting this system to work, how are you not going to drive better results? And that's practice too. Also, spend a little bit of time thinking about how are you going to use this? You might look back to meetings in the last few weeks and see how would you approach them differently now? What would you have noticed? How would your preparation have been different? How would you have felt different in the game? What results might you have driven? And then thinking ahead, how do you imagine now that you're learning this system, putting it to work every day? Like waking up and thinking ahead to your meetings now with a highly systematic method in mind. Walking into a meeting, ready to go. And what results do you think you'll better drive through this approach? And I encourage you just to spend a few minutes just writing about this, because the deeper you can get these ideas in your mind, the more focused you'll be working through this program and also in putting it to work. Because as we talked about in the practices in track one, it doesn't matter what you're learning. All that matters is how good are you at putting this to work over and over and over again. And now this brings us to the end of this track. I hope you got a lot of value out of this and you're excited for where we're headed. And I look forward to catching up with you on the next track, where we're going deep into the four-step protocol.